Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another glorious weekend of mortgage talk here on 105.3 The Fan. We are TexasLending.com. I'm Kevin Miller. I'm the owner and CEO of the little company that could, and we have been doing it for 20 years now. We're here to talk about you getting a refinance, a home purchase, a home equity loan, maybe a VA loan, an FHA loan, and how about a reverse mortgage? We have them all here at TexasLending.com. Want to answer your calls regarding all these different scenarios. We are joined today by, well, Tress isn't here. Sitting in the chair of Tress's inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Moved to the big time now.
Yeah, you see, you moved one chair over.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just kicked her right out.
This chair's softer, too.
Tress is mobile this weekend on the road, and will be with us again next weekend. But what's up with you this week, Mr. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba?
Oh.
The IUP.
Just have Lonesheimers, that's all.
Little Lonesheimers. What is Lonesheimers? It's a phrase coined by TexasLending.com. When you can't find your car in the parking lot because you're working on too many loans. And
yes.
You forgot where you parked.
That's exactly true.
And a person who's with us who knows all about that is William Cobb, one of our illustrious loan officers who is on the home purchase team at TexasLending.com.
Thank you. Good morning.
Working purchase loans all the time. As a matter of fact, if you watch some of our TV commercials lately, William has been
featured.
He's been featured with some of the testimonial consumers that are on the TV commercials with us. TexasLending.com, we are not only in Dallas-Fort Worth, we're in Houston, we're in Austin, we're in San Antonio. And believe it or not, this week we are starting in Waco, Temple, and Killeen.
I already have a Waco loan.
Doing all of our TV commercials down there. And so you will not be alone here to have to endure the commercial, the onslaught of TexasLending.com. But I don't think our radio show goes all the way down to San Antonio down there. They might hear it in Waco if they're lucky. They're sitting on top of a hill.
If they're lucky.
They're sitting on top of a hill somewhere. But not too many hills between here and Waco. We are talking about, though, you getting yourself into a loan. We want to take your text. 972-387-4600. Rates still at all-time lows. Things are changing, though. Your taxes are now due on your home loan. Mm-hmm. So you got to get your taxes into your loan and you got to or pay them off at closing. We also have Fannie Mae who's going to be sticking in a half a point on all loans starting on December 1st. It's going to start affecting your locks now as people are starting to find out that their rate is not the same as they thought it was going to be because Fannie Mae has thrown in the half a point, not on your rate, half a point in charge on your loan amount. So if you have a $300,000 loan, Fannie Mae is charging you $1,500 now. That they weren't charging just a couple months ago.
And you know, the funny thing is a lot of people are very knowledgeable because they call in and they ask about that. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, I just don't want to get hit this half point rate. And they think it's going to go up a half a point.
The rate's going to go
so
up a half point.
So really it's only about a $1,200 cost passed on to you depending on your loan size.
If you have a $2,400 loan, right, or $240,000 loan, it'll be $1,200. Well, you can find out if it's going to affect you when you're trying to get your home loan. Thing is, we've already priced it into our rates, and we've still got fantastic rates here at TexasLending.com. Some of the best you're going to find in the market, if not the best, and when you're walking down the street, call TexasLending.com or text us or go online. Go online to TexasLending.com. We're happy to answer your call or go online, and we'll be happy to call you back. Yeah. So, William Cobb, what's going on with you this week? You don't have a nickname. We have to have a nickname for you. What did they call you when you were a kid?
They called me Will when I was a kid. I went by Lee for a little while, but William, it's really when it stuck.
He's toe-headed, so, I mean, you know.
You're a little all right, well, we got to figure it out. We got to figure out what we're going to do. We got inappropriate Uncle Bubba over here. So how was your week?
Well, you already asked me that question.
I know, but, you know, I have to ask you again because you got loan time, but you might have forgot.
It's still a little foggy. I was kind of appreciative of this early morning sleeping in till 7.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, because you haven't been able to sleep in?
Yeah, exactly, because I've been getting up at 5:30.
Trying to get the loans done, huh?
Yeah.
Like making the donuts, right?
Yep, trying to get ahead of the game before the onslaught starts.
Well, listen, some of you don't want to buy a home. William Cobb's in our home purchase team. What does that mean? He gets you pre-approved. I'll tell you what, we saw a lot of action this week on our home purchase team. We had a couple people that showed up with contracts. They never got pre-approved. They said, hey, I'm approved for a home loan. Here's my contract. They had all kinds of debt-to-income ratio issues for the contract they had already signed. They had student loan issues that they had. They were on deferment. They had all kinds of different things that were affecting them. Mm-hmm. We had all kinds of scenarios happening. And
guess whose fault it is?
You know what? It's always your fault, Bubba. It's always your fault.
I know.
But you know what? It doesn't matter whose fault it is about getting the job done. We got the job done. We got the loans done. And if you want to get your home purchase done, you want to call William Cobb. He is one of our great purchase loan officers. All kinds of people want to buy a home in Texas.
It is. It's coming from all directions here at the moment. Everybody is calling in to find out how much home they qualify for, if they can qualify. And we give them, you know, great information about what needs to happen to make their dreams happen.
Some of you are trying to buy a home next July. You're thinking, okay, what do I got to do for my credit? What kind of down payment do I need? What kind of income? What kind of documentation? That's great. That's the calls we want. We want you to call us. We'll get you pre-qualified. We'll get you over to a loan or to a realtor. A realtor, once we get you pre-approved with a pre-approval letter, that gives you the head of the line. You go right to the head of the line when you're trying to get that contract approved. All kinds of homes for sale. They say there's not enough homes for sale, but, man, I go online and I look at all these homes, and it looks like every home is for sale when I go online.
I think people are starting to want to sell their home just because they see how the market's starting to move up. And
well, they know if they get a home purchase at 2.5% to 3% on a 30-year, you're seeing what, 2.5, 2.6 on some purchases?
Yes, sir.
And then you got your FHA and VA as well.
Is the trend people selling to upsize or selling to downsize? What's the trend are you seeing?
All of the above. A lot of people are coming from out of state to come to Texas. And then mm-hmm. we've got people that are downsizing to find something maybe more on the outskirts or maybe a retirement place. And then people moving to the city as well because it's closer to work.
Ah. There you go.
We got our first text coming in. You get your text in line at 972-387-4600. So it says 8:06 a.m. We have one of our first questions in here. And it says, what is the best way? Interesting. It is not showing up in the way that I otherwise think that it would. I think it's right down there. That's why. What is the best way to go about getting financed for a swimming pool? I'll go with Bubba on this one.
Well, it all depends on your equity on your house. Do you have enough equity where you can do a cash out refinance to pay cash for that? Back in the old days, we used to do a subject as loan. Back in the old days where you could actually have a pool built and refinance your house at the same time, that program is not there anymore. But there's all kinds of swimming pool loans out there with the builders and stuff that you have. It's just a question of, you know, how much value then. Maybe you can come down the line and refinance it all together at one time. It just depends on, like I said, your equity.
A couple things. There are some swimming pool companies, contractors, you can call them, and they might put that swimming pool in and put a lien on your home. You can then refinance that. Well, if mm-hmm. it's a lien on your house, it can be done as just a regular refinance if you're paying off a lien. As long as the lien's already on the house. If you have enough equity to get cash out, you can do that. That's one option to do it. And then another option is there's the home-style renovation loan. The home-style mm-hmm. renovation loan, you can do renovations on your home up to 50% of the appraised value of your home. And that's how much the renovations can be, up to 50% of the appraised value. They can go up to 95% of the value of the house. The total loan can be. That's when you put in your renovations plus your existing loan, and you did if you did a home-style renovation refinance, then you can do it that way. Not every company does a renovation loan because a lot of companies don't have a construction department.
Yep.
You need to be working with a lot of banks have construction departments, and that might be an option for you to get a home-style renovation loan done. But the cash out refinance is the easiest way. You just get cash out of your home. Make sure you get enough. You don't want to run out of money halfway through the pool. Or you just all of a sudden you just have a little canyon in your backyard, and becomes an ashtray or all the other things that it becomes. Make sure you get enough money to get that pool completed. People sometimes underestimate the cost of what that's going to be. So, William, any other input on that?
For a pool loan, you've really kind of covered all the bases, to be honest.
All right, all the bases, all four of them. There's four bases.
Get that pool built for next spring so it'll be ready. Be sure and get a hot tub, too, though, because I'm in my hot tub every day.
People underappreciate leaves. Leaves.
You know, yeah, I've got that problem, too.
They will not leave your pool alone. And
they love your pool.
Yeah, that's what you got to think about that. You got to think about that screen over the pool, mm-hmm. you know. Anyway, nah. Or have
pool boy.
leafless trees. That's another option.
Oh, let's invent that.
So anyway, make sure you call TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. You can also go online to TexasLending.com. Get your text in now. Same number, 972-387-4600. Next question. What is the best rate for zero down refi for a $200,000 loan, Uncle Bubba? What is the best rate?
What's the value of the property?
I would say the best rate is zero.
Yeah.
The best rate. You just got to pay a whole lot of points.
I don't think you can buy it down that far.
Well, you could put 100% down.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You could put
100%. Your rate's zero.
Yeah.
But the less you put down, then potentially the more your rate's going to be. Unless, you know, this is a $200,000 loan here.
Right.
I'm going to ask that texter retext in how much equity you have in your home there. Yeah. What's the value of your home?
That makes a difference.
We need to know your credit score.
Yep.
And all of you out there, if you want to have us let you know how much money you might be able to save, it is this. Tell us how much you owe in your home. Tell us what is your home worth. What is your current credit score? And what's your current rate? We'll be able to tell you how much money you might be able to save between your current rate and your new rate on your mortgage.
I will say that I had two $200,000 loans this week that were refinanced at 15 years at 2.125 with no points. Now, I don't know. But neither one of them had to have an appraisal. So
sounded like they had a lot of equity in their house.
Yeah, they have a lot of equity in the house. So.
Make sure you call TexasLending.com. Oh, this person says $350,000 loan,
yep.
800 score. That's a nice score.
They got a lot of good stuff going
for
them.
They got a nice figure.
They got good people.
$350,000 value. They owe $200,000. They should be able to do that without an appraisal.
Right.
Because now I sat down with a friend.
A friend.
I was sitting down. We were at Snuffers.
Hmm.
We were at Snuffers, and we were talking, and he said, hey, you know what? I want to refinance. Here's what my home is worth. Here's how much I owe. And I said, you probably won't need an appraisal. Yeah. You're not going to be an appraisal fee. Well, he called up, and then when we got down to it, there was not as much equity as otherwise advertised, you know? And so then there was an appraisal required. Of course, he calls my loan officer and says, well, Kevin said I don't have to pay for an appraisal. Never talk to me about mortgages out on the street, folks.
Especially
you hold me accountable for stuff that you know that you're not willing to.
with a cool beverage in his hand, you know.
Anyway, they're at 4.75. This person's at 4.75, and they have a $200,000 loan. They might be able to get that down around 2.125 without any points and without an appraisal.
That's
without points. If you want to pay a point. If you want to pay 1% origination, you can get that.
You're in the ones.
You might be able to get it down to 1.875. Probably about a point and a half. About a point and a half to get 1.875 on a 15-year. Now, that's nearly 3% on your loan amount. 3% on your loan amount is akin to saving, it's like $600 a month. $600 a month is the interest differential between a $200,000 loan at 4.75%. Let's say you saved 3%. It would be $600 every month in interest. Now, if you save that $600 in interest, that's tax-free. It's not like you went and made that at the job and you had to pay taxes and Social Security income and all that stuff coming out of there. That is $600 free and clear in your pocket. It would be like making $8,000 to $9,000 or an extra $8,000 to $9,000 a year in income to get $600 a month take home.
You know what I would do?
No, I don't.
If I got a 1.875 rate, I would go get that tattooed on my arm.
Uncle Bubba, that's why we call you inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
1.875, and then everybody goes, what's 1.875? It's my interest rate on my house.
Well.
What's yours?
Don't give people ideas, Bubba. Sometimes, you know, everything that they listen to in the fan happens. It just happens. You'll be walking down the street someday.
See it.
You'll feel bad about that person because the rates went down to 1.75 eventually, and they didn't get the best rate otherwise.
Yeah.
They could have got. Okay. Well, they are the lowest rates you've ever seen. And I would say 2.125 without points is a good option for this person. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Collect $600 when you refinance at TexasLending.com. Go online and apply now and or call us. Okay, so we have all text lines back open again, 972-387-4600. Let's text us at 972-387-4600. All of them are open. We have our friend here texting, want to know a 20-year or a 30-year, and we'll be happy to answer those questions when we come back. Hey, if you want to get your question and maybe you want to buy a house, tell us this. Here's how much money I make per year. Here's what I have for a down payment. Here is my credit score. And we'll be able to tell you what you might be able to qualify for on a home in terms of how much home, how much loan. It's really about what kind of loan amount we can get you and what kind of payment you might be able to have in that house. Make sure you text us 972-387-4600. Taking a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about your home loans here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. My math was wrong, guys. My math was wrong. I did head math when we were coming into the break. I was talking about how much money they're going to save. They're only going to save $500 a month if they save 3% on $200,000. So I apologize, everybody. I was only off by one, just one digit. But it was still $100 a month. That's a lot of money, $100 a month.
It is.
You can park for one quarter at the Cowboys game for $100, you know? You know, so it depends on where you're parking, too. I mean, you might not be able to even do that. Hey, but you can save a lot of money when you refinance at TexasLending.com. 14 minutes might save you 16% or more on your mortgage rate. I tried it last week, and I'm just going to keep on doing it until someone tells me to cease and desist. Anyway, we're here talking about your refinance. This person who had called in or texted earlier, they were at 4.75 currently. They wanted to look at the 15 years, and we said that they should be able to get away with that. As long as their home is worth $350,000, they should be able to get that without an appraisal. They'll have an appraisal waiver. And when they do that, the 15-year was down around 2.1. If they do a 30-year, it's going to be up around 2.5 in that ballpark, 2.6. You know, if they're paying points or point origination, they can possibly get it lower than that. So good opportunities for you. We have a lot of texts coming in at 972-387-4600. I want to get right to it. Here's another one. They say our current rate is 4.75. Home was worth $400,000, and they owe $350,000. And so we plan on selling and building a new home in the next 18 to 24 months. Would it be worth it to refinance? Here's what I suggest to you. If they owe $350,000, it sounds like they currently pay PMI, okay, unless they bought it out. You can buy out your PMI when you get a home. You didn't know that. Some of you can buy it out with rate. Some of you can buy it out with points, so you don't have any PMI. So this person is at 4.75. They have $50,000 equity. They owe $350,000. And so if they saved they're at 4.75. If they save 1% on $350,000, it's going to be nearly $300 a month in savings. And so if they went from 4.75, let's call us to 2.75. Let's say they went to 2.75. No, they can even go to a 15-year if they wanted to, but they're going to be out of this home in 2 years. Do a zero closing cost loan. On your loan of $350,000, you're going to be able to find the option for a zero closing cost loan. Why is that important? You're leaving in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The reason you pay closing costs in a home loan is to get the best rate that you can so that over time you can save the most amount of money on interest. After 4 years, typically everyone's paying their closing costs are paid back. This person right here is leaving in a couple years. But if they did a zero closing cost refinance and they can drop their rate a couple percent, if they got into a 15-year, they might be able to get 2.75%. And by doing so, 2% on $350,000 is nearly $600 a month. Remember, 1% on $360,000 loan amount is $300 a month difference. Just 1% difference in rate. So if you had 4% to 3%, if you got quoted both on a $360,000 loan, it's a $300 difference. This is a $350,000 loan. So it's going to be nearly that much. They're going to save this person nearly $600 a month if they drop their rate 2% and got a zero closing cost loan. If you got a 30-year mortgage, it's going to be higher than that. You're probably going to be closer to 3%, 2.875, somewhere in there to get yourself a zero closing cost loan. Again, why is that? You're not adding any more to the principal value of your house. The only principal you would add to their house is for your taxes and insurance escrows. However, you're already paying your taxes and insurance. You got to pay the taxes. You got to pay the insurance. You either have them in your current loan or you're paying them otherwise. So you're either going to get them back from your current lender or you're going to put it into your new loan. One of the two. Okay. Anything about that? Anything else to add?
That's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
As my wife says, it's perfect.
Perfect.
I'm going to start a clothing line called Perfect, and it's going to be spelled P-E-R-F-E-C. Perfect.
K. It could be a K.
It could be a K.
Yeah,
it could be P-U-R-F-I-K, perfect.
That's kind of catty.
But she does not add the T to the end of perfect. And it's such an oxymoron. It drives me batty. Anyway, just letting you all know that don't steal my idea. You heard her here first. Okay.
That sounds like a clothing line for cats.
Okay, next question. This is a 100% disabled vet. Currently owe $60,000 on their original VA loan. Do they have to sell their current home to pay it off to get another VA loan? You could refinance to another VA loan, but if you want to buy another home, you have to pay off this one to get another VA loan.
Yeah.
So that's an opportunity for you. Mm-hmm. Anything else on that? You've done a bunch of VA loans, William.
Quite a few VA loans, yes. VA home loans are really meant for your primary residence, and we need to get out of that first VA loan if you're wanting to purchase another one.
Yeah. Make sure you call TexasLending.com. Go call 972-387-4600. We'll be happy to help you. Make sure you also text us, 972-387-4600. Home loan balance. Here's the next one, next question. Home loan balance is $161,000. The home loan value is $195,000. Their interest rate's 4.75%. Everyone's at 4.75%. It must have been an interesting week when they all got that same loan. Credit scores are 650 and 710. Should you refinance? Here's what we don't know. Are you on a FHA loan or a conventional loan? And because they have a 650 score. This is going to be important. Because that 650 score, once you get down around below 680, both your conventional loans and your FHA loans, they'll slap you. With a higher rate, they being your credit scores will. They'll slap you with a higher rate when you have those lower credit scores. That 650 score is going to probably end up with a rate 0.25% higher than you otherwise wished you had, or maybe even more than that on the differential. And hopefully it's not below 650. Once you get down below 640, some of these VA or FHA loans are still difficult to get a good rate on. But this person right here, 650 and 710. The 710 is a great score. It says it's a conventional loan. So they have $161,000 that they owe. And they just texted back. We didn't just make that up. They have a conventional loan. They just texted back. They got fast fingers. Anyway, internet or Siri can translate well. Usually Siri does. I must garble my words all the time. She doesn't understand what I'm talking about. I sit and argue with her all the time. Anyway, but that's my problem. 161 is what they owe. 195 is what it's worth. And should they refinance, I say yes.
How long do they think they're planning on staying in this home? That's really where the big, big savings become. I used to talk to clients about that if this is your forever home or if you plan on keeping it as an investment, now would be the time to refinance, most likely in the low threes is what I'm thinking.
That was the mindset many, many years ago. But my mindset now is when I'm talking to people is, look, your equity is going up $10,000 to $15,000 a year. You're just borrowing from your equity to make your situation better. So the value is going to go up. It's going to cover your closing costs. So in the long term, even in the short term, it works out for you.
Well, in this situation, they have a $161,000 loan. If they drop their rate just 1%, they're going to save $133 a month. If they – that's on 160. So if they drop 1%, they'll save $133 a month. They're at 4.75%.
Yeah.
If they can get this loan down around 2.75%,
yeah,
then they're going to save $266 a month in interest.
Shorten the term.
So go to a 15-year. If you could otherwise get around down around 2.125% if you had great credit scores like 740. But with the 650 in there, you still might be able to get this thing in the mid-2s. Just 2% is going to save you $266 a month. That's when the loan starts. As you start paying down the principal, you're paying less interest every month. But you're still paying a lot less by having a rate. It's just 2% lower. They should get at least 2% lower than where they are right now if they went to a 15-year. Mm-hmm. They can look
at
options.
And you'll have a lower MI charge, too. So there you go.
But do that math over a year. They're going to save at least $200 a month. They should probably be getting, I would say, $2,400 a year in savings over the next couple of years. That's a lot of money.
And we're also getting to the point where the escrows will be paid by the lender, so the costs are not going to be as much.
Well, some people are lining up, and they're all happy to try to get a $1,200 check from the government, which we're all going to get taxed for eventually. You're trying to get $1,200 check from the government. You might be able to give yourself your own little check there and $2,400 a year if you could save a couple hundred dollars a month. That all starts when you call TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Go online and text us right now, or go on your phone and text us at number 972-387-4600. We're going to answer your questions about how much money you might be able to save, how much home you might be able to afford if you're buying. How about cash out? You want to pay off those credit cards. I'm sure some of you haven't seen your credit card rates drop. I'm sure they're still the same as they were before the rates went down.
Or more.
Well, you know what? Get those 25% rates into 2% rates. Drop your rate nearly 90% that you're paying, and pay everything off faster. Pay your debt off faster with TexasLending.com. We're going to come back after these messages and share more with you about money savings and money getting for buying a home on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show with inappropriate Uncle Bubba, who never seems to know when we're coming back from a break. That's okay. That's why he's here. He's pure entertainment for all of you sitting at home. And then we have William Cobb here to make the voice of reason.
The straight shooter.
Yes, the one that's going to help you get into your home purchase. He's on our home purchase team. Uncle Bubba's on our inappropriate refinance and home equity team. But it is appropriate for you if you're trying to save money. We have all kinds of questions coming into our text line. Get your text in line now. We'll get to them all today. 972-387-4600. You can also call our office at that number. We have loan officers here ready to take your call. And they will be here all day answering your phone calls. Make sure you go online and apply as well. Okay, inappropriate Uncle Bubba, here's a question for you.
All right. Want
to refinance. Their current rate's at 3.49% on a 10-1 ARM.
Wow.
Their value is 310. We don't know how much their home is. Oh, they owe 274. Their value is 310.
Wow.
They're at 0274. So their credit score is 805. For every 1% that this person saves on a mortgage,
mm-hmm,
on a $274,000 loan, they're going to save $225 a month if they save just 1% on their interest rate. They're currently at 3.49.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think they should do? 3.49 is their current rate. Should they go to a 15-year or a 30?
Or 25. See, we've been doing a lot of 25 years, and that's because people bought their house 5 years ago or 3 or 4 years ago when the rates were really.
And they don't want to go back to 30.
And they're just like, I don't want to go back to 30, but 20's too, 15's too. I go, hey, yeah, let's do 25 because guess what? It's only $100 more than the 30. So, it's like a bing, bing, bing.
Well, you can do a 25, you can do a 20, you can do a 15.
Yeah.
But the 15-year rates are down around, this person might be able to get down around 2.1.
2.1,
yeah, 1. Top 2.1, and if they pay a point, they can get lower than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can get that if they call TexasLending.com right now. They have a great opportunity for that. You're probably going to have some PMI because you do not have 20% equity in your home.
Right.
But they're on a 10-1 ARM right now. Why not go to a 15-year and fix it in?
Yeah.
So they have an opportunity. $225 a month if they drop 1% on their interest rate. That's regardless if they go to a 30-year or a 15-year. That's the difference in interest payments every month. 1% difference in interest payment on a $275,000 loan is going to get them $225 a month. So if they went down to 2 1/8, $250 a month or more that they might be able to save on that payment. So
it just depends on what their comfort level is. I mean, they did a 10-1 arm for a reason, but in the back of your head, anybody that I ever talked to that's done an arm, in the back of their head is, I've got to get this fixed.
No.
Even if it's, you know.
I did say $210 a month in their payment.
Yeah.
On their interest rate, on their interest payment. Mm-hmm. If they go to a 15-year, their payment might go up.
Right.
Oh, because yeah. you're no longer in a, this is a 10-1 arm. What's a 10-1 arm, everybody? It's a 30-year loan. That is a fixed rate for 10 years. And after that, it adjusts. So they're in a 10-1 arm. And I don't know if they're in the fixed period or if they're currently on the adjustable rate period. But get that thing fixed in if you want. And just know if you go to a 15-year, your principal payments are going to be higher because you're paying it off faster. So then they're in a 30-year term right now.
Right.
Right. And so that's fixed for 10. And if they go to a 15-year, they got to get all that principal paid off in 15 years. Your payment might go up. You're just paying more towards the principal than you are in interest every month. So good opportunity for them to save a bunch of money. Call TexasLending.com today. Okay, here's a good one. We have a serial refinancer here.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. How soon can I refinance after just refinancing? And we love the serial refinancers. You know what? But a great idea for people that do refinance a lot is make sure you do it without – you don't want to have a bunch of closing costs because you don't want to keep on adding more to your principal balance. Can you refinance after you just refinance? It's possible, yes.
Question is, was it a cash out?
If you got a cash out loan in Texas, you have to wait at least 12 months. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a savings for you? Some people will. You got to make sure that you're saving a certain amount of money on that loan. It's got to be. It's got to make sense for you. But yes, you can refinance after refinancing. And I know there's banks out there quoting 15 years at 3%.
Yeah, just so.
3% on a 15-year. We're at 2.1. If you have a 740 score, 20% equity, a $200,000 loan. The more equity you have, then the better chance you have of getting a lower rate. And of course, no PMI, but if you have over 20% equity, but everyone's going to have a different APR. Everyone's going to have a different APR. It's all going to depend on your credit score. It's going to depend on your equity in your home.
What is APR, Kevin?
Oh, we don't want to talk about that right now. It makes my head hurt, but I can say it real. I will talk about it right now. APR is when you have an interest rate on a mortgage, and you also have closing costs. If there are closing costs, a portion of those costs that the government gets to decide, just like they said, you're essential and you're not essential, there are essential closing costs and there are non-essential closing costs. The essential closing costs, they include in the APR. How do they calculate that? They take the total closing cost you have over the term of your loan, and they say, if that the closing cost was interest over 30 years, it would attack this much more onto your interest rate.
Which makes no
sense. They say if your closing cost had been interest over the 30 years of your loan, then instead of at 2.125, you would have had 2.25 or something like this. So your APR will always be higher than your interest rate as long as you're in a fixed rate. So there were times when your APR could be lower and people got adjustable rate mortgages. But in this scenario, your APR is always going to be higher than your interest rate. On a fixed rate mortgage, if you have closing costs.
Especially if you have mortgage insurance, you'll see that the APR is just.
There are some closing costs that are not included in the APR.
Right.
Government dictated, government decided, So we know how that works out. Okay, so let's get on to one more question before we take a break. I bought my home in 2014 for $96,000. They owe $83,000.
Heck of a deal.
And they're at 4.2 on a GO loan, the VA loan. The VA loan, home worth about 160 now, and they have a 740 score. Now, I don't know if they're trying to refinance. It just says they bought their home in 2004. Maybe they're just telling us. Hey, this is it says, I bought my home in 2014. I owe 83, 4.2 in a 30-year. Home is worth 160. I have about 740 score. I'm assuming they want to refinance. They have a lot of equity. They could do a VA streamline refinance. A VA IRL, they call it. The VA interest rate. Let me see.
Reduction
interest rate refinance reduction loan.
Interest rate reduction refinance loan.
The IRL, they call it. And the VA IRL doesn't require an appraisal. This person at 4.2 might be able to get the VA loan in the twos. They might be able to go to a 15-year on this thing. And so it's looking like a great opportunity for them. They got it 6 years ago. If they went to a 15-year, they're going to drop off 9 years off the mortgage, drop their interest rate from 4.2 to somewhere in the twos, and the 740 score is going to benefit them. Yeah, do a VA IRL. And you also have an option to get cash out of your home if you want cash. Cash out refinance rates will be higher than the VA IRL rates. We have the best VA IRL rates in the state of Texas. Anyone try to beat me on that?
Not lately.
Anyway, that's why we have locked over 50 VA IRL loans in the last 3 weeks at TexasLending.com because we have the best VA IRL rates in the state and the VA purchase rates in the state as well.
Got them.
If you want to get a VA loan, you tell your VA friends, your vet friends, to call TexasLending.com. You are a close-knit community. You can go no further than TexasLending.com for your VA loan. We got the best rates in the state for you for a reason. Okay, go online and apply TexasLending.com. Text us, 972-387-4600. When we come back, we're going to go through the blitz round here to get through the final questions. We have about six or seven lined up, and we will answer those questions when we come back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba and William Cobb from our home purchase team answering your questions about your home loan. Let's get right to it because we only have a short time left to get to all your questions. Now, we have friends who text us, and they follow up, and they listen, and they try to find the right time to refinance. We have a friend who was asking earlier about a swimming pool, and they've come back and let us know that they're currently at 4.25% on an FHA home loan. And they owe 180 on their mortgage. So at 4.25%, they want to know what kind of rate they can get on a 25-year loan.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be similar to a 30-year loan, folks. Mm-hmm. And at 4.25% on an FHA, they can probably get that rate in the twos.
Low twos.
If you get that streamlined refinance on an FHA, get that into the twos. You can call us right now and you can take a look and see if that's a good option for you. Also, you might want to look into the possibility of getting a cash out if you want to get that swimming pool. And you're going to get a better rate than you have right now. Your cash out, depending on your credit score, is probably going to – well, they have a lot of equity. It says the home is valued at $280.
Wow.
And so they have a lot of equity in that home, and they can get a pool possibly and get a rate in the mid-twos on that thing. Because mm-hmm. If you have 40% equity in your home after you get your home equity loan, mm-hmm. cash out, let's say they take their $180, they get the money for the pool, and if they still have 20% – well, they're not going to have as much equity as I thought – after they get the pool loan, but they're going to get a pretty good rate. And they can get a rate in the upper twos, possibly near 3% on a cash out loan. The rates are higher on the cash outs, but a 30-year cash out is going to be near 3%, depending on your credit score. Make sure you go online and apply, TexasLending.com. Question, I am no longer going to be – sorry, they had a question. And they want me to reach out after the show. I'll get to them because they said they can't listen to the answer. So there's plenty of questions to get to. Do you all do new construction loans? If so, what's your rate? It's like walking into the butcher and asking how much does their meat cost? All right. Okay.
I always say it's like driving through McDonald's and say, give me something to
eat. Yeah. Well, do you all do construction? It says, what is your rate? Credit score 758 and they make $100,000 and they got about $25,000 down that they can do for their construction loan. Construction loans come from banks and companies that have construction divisions.
One-time close.
Yes, and that's so we do construction to permanent refinances. So if you do a construction to permanent refinance, it's typically the similar rate as just a refinance. So you can call us if that construction is complete and you're ready to get the loan into a permanent loan. We'll be happy to do that for you today. Make sure you go online and apply with TexasLending.com. Okay, next one. Bubba.
I was going to say, one thing people don't realize that we do is we do refinance investment properties for cash out. I've been getting a lot of more calls for that. A lot of people say they've talked to several people and they say you can't do an investment property cash out in Texas.
Yeah.
And, of course, I always say, why?
Because they're not a mortgage company from Texas. They don't know what's going
on.
What's
it worth? Oh, it's worth $400,000 and I owe about $80,000. And how much do you want? About $100,000. Okay.
All day
and they go, oh. Okay. And he goes, well, why? This other guy said they can't do investment property cash out. They can only do home equity cash outs. I said, well.
You're talking to the wrong loan officer.
That's right.
All right. Next question. I bought my house in 2014 for 96. We already did this one.
I was going to say,
what? That's why Truss is here.
Deja vu.
Yes. We're going back in time to half an hour ago. What is the minimum credit score for a cash-out refinance in Texas, Bubba?
Well, 620 with caveats. Caveats being how much equity you have. Also, whether or not you have assets to solidify. And then also, the automated approval has to like your profile. So that means your debt-to-income ratio, things like that. It's a tricky question. I'm going to say 660 without any kind of, max debt ratio is 43% on something like that, unless you have 6 months reserves and assets. Hmm.
I think we've got through them all, guys. I think one of the people must have left their radio and then came back later and they didn't know. They didn't know that we already answered their question. And that was the person that was at 3.49 in the 10-month arm. We said, go get that thing refinanced today. Get it to a 15-year or such, and we'll be happy to run the numbers past you when you call our office. But we are running out of time here. I want to get to this one. They said they can no longer stay by the radio. They want to refinance. And their score is 800. They're at 4.2. And their payment includes escrow. And so they're at a $160,000 loan, and the home is worth $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they want to go to a fewer years, but they'd also like to lower their payment. Well, if they're at 4.2 and they get that down around 2.1, drop that rate in half, they might be able to get this thing done.
Yeah.
And so they might be able to drop their payment. And they also – so they want to look at it also at a 20-year. So they can look at a 20-year in the mid-2s, and they can look at a 15-year in the mid to low-2s. And that's what I'm going to stick with. I'm sticking with it.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
If you can give one piece of advice, William, to people that are buying a home, what piece of advice would you give them?
The best advice I could give is what I've noticed this week, a lot of borrowers are calling and shopping around because they have their home is being constructed. And some people will call in, I've got 10 or 12 or 15 days left on my contract, and I need to pick a lender. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about it, I say we're a little bit past the time of finding a lender at this point. If you really want to shop around, give yourself 45 or 60 days before your home's getting ready to be completed, and that's the time to really look around and see who can get you the best deal.
Mm-hmm.
The best advice I could give, there's really four questions you want to ask of every lender you talk to. And it will ensure that you get the best answers.
Yeah. So if someone right now wanted to get themselves into a $200,000 home, you see $200,000 loan, mm-hmm. what kind of payments are you seeing people come in with? Because they have difference on taxes and things like that.
Right. Really, it's looking to be about $1,400 to $1,600 a month, all in, taxes, insurance. It really does change a little bit depending upon where you want to live. But right now, with rates where they're at, people are qualifying for $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 more in loan amount at the same price as we were looking at just a year ago.
Bubba, what advice are you giving to people? You're seeing a lot of people calling in. Some people are kicking around the idea of getting a mortgage, but they never quite get over the fence.
Well, one of the things that I'm telling them is, look, lock your rate today, and we have a one-time float down if rates get better. And a lot of people don't offer that. And that's something that usually kind of kicks them over the fence because they keep thinking the rates are going to get lower. The rates are going to get lower. But we've seen it before. Yeah, then the rates go up and they go, oh, I missed my chance. Mm-hmm. Missed my chance. Is it ever going to come back? Lock your rate. Get it locked in. And then if rates go down, you do have an opportunity to float it down.
I suggest you call TexasLending.com. You go online and apply. On our website at TexasLending.com. You can also call our office. Our loan officers are here today. If you do apply online, our dialer will call you back immediately, and we'll continue to call you until we can reach you. You can also give us that call at 972-387-4600. We'll run numbers for you. It's a free application. It's a free quote. It's the free look and to see how much money you can save. All that until you decide you want to get that loan. We'll be happy to help you with that. Go online and get that application started today at TexasLending.com. Well, we got to get out of here, folks. Enjoy your beautiful weather that we're seeing right now. And until next week, we'll see you from the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.